The following program originated in 1996.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is trumpeter Claudio Roditi. He's one of the most elegant and exciting musicians from his native Brazil. And with his rich, distinctive tone and perfect command of the instrument, he's truly a musical force to be reckoned with. I really believe that, God, don't you?
Thank you.
No, I think it's true. You know, I've heard you under so many circumstances, like when we were in Idaho and your records. I mean, you truly are a great player.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Marian, I'm glad your public can't see me right now, how much I'm blushing.
Well, as long as blushing and still with your nice smile, see, that's the best part. And I really am not sure how long you've been here from Brazil.
I've been in the U.S. since 1970. And I went to Boston originally. I was at Berkeley. I think one of the first times I met you was up there with your friend Phil Wilson.
Oh, yes, right.
We had some concerts in church on Newbury Street. I don't know if you remember Reverend Mark Harvey.
I do,
He used to organize all-night jazz concerts and stuff. I think in one of those occasions I had a chance to briefly say hello to you.
Probably, because, you know, I used to go there to Berkeley in Boston a lot more than I do now. And Phil and I would play once in a while and maybe do something in a class. Well, were you there as a student, or were you giving...
I was there as a student,
yes.
That's
amazing to think of. I guess you had to be a student somewhere.
Been playing. I came here, I was 24 years old, and I had been playing the trumpet for many years already. But the funny thing and what really messed my head up in school was the fact that theoretically, I went to the beginning classes. So in the morning, I'd be with all the kids studying, you know, the ABC of music. And in the afternoon, I had been playing for so long that when they did an audition, Herb Pomeroy auditioned me, he put me in the recording band, which was the band of all the people who were graduating from school. And then Phil also had his dues band.
Oh, yeah.
And I was part of that, too. So the conflict was so drastic in my head that at some point I quit going to classes and I said, no, I'll just play.
Well, let's play something now. What should we do?
How about if we did Speak Low with a Brazilian tinge?
I'll try to do a Brazilian tinge, but you know maybe I'll learn more about it from you today. And we've got a very fine bassist here today as well, Gary Mazzarapi, and he's going to join us on this tune. All right,
let's
here goes.
It.
You know, that's such a great tune, and I never heard it done with a Brazilian flavor to it.
Yeah, it's usually done with a little bit of a Latin thing, but more of a mambo, style.
But I don't know. I guess I think of it as a slower tune. I guess I've got that stuck in my head, like almost a ballad. So hearing it this way is really different for me. And although I can picture how it would be with the drums and percussion.
It's wonderful. It's a beautiful tune. I had done an album all with what I worked for a long time on these American tunes or jazz standards or Broadway type standards also, and I redid the melodies so that they would fit more the samba rhythm.
Well, you didn't really change this. I mean, it does fit very well the way it is, doesn't it?
Or you? Yeah. Although there is a rhythmic thing that we didn't do that was on the original recording, which is bom pi bom 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 di bom 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 da on da on pa da bom pa, with anticipation, which is so very typical of Brazilian music and especially samba.
Well, maybe you can. Can you show a little of this on the piano? Maybe I learned something good today.
The samba has a lot of anticipations and a lot of syncopations. Bossa Nova doesn't have that. Bossa Nova was derived from the samba. It was a style of music that started happening in the late 50s in Brazil, and it came out, of course, of the samba, but it was a whole other thing.
It's funny because I sort of get mixed up with what came first, because it seemed to me that Stan Getz came over here and started playing all those bossa novas, and that was the start of the whole thing in America. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, but of the bossa nova. But the samba is much, much, much earlier. The samba is a national rhythm in Brazil, and bossa nova was something that came out of that, but with a heavy influence of jazz, and more specifically, an influence of West Coast jazz. I tell you why. We had a record company there called Music Disc, who issued all the Pacific jazz albums, and people like Chet Baker, Bud Shank, Jerry Mulligan. These records were available in Brazil. So consequently, the musicians heard that music, and that music influenced very much the bossa nova.
Oh, I was wondering about that. Well, is that where you heard all these musicians, Jerry Mulligan and those people,
On the records, sure.
Yes.
Because CBS wasn't issuing too many things, although I did have some Miles and Coltrane a little bit. But this particular catalog was so much more available, so the musicians were exposed to that music. And, you know, the harmonic sense, a lot of things were very arranged, very orchestrated, and also very highly sophisticated in terms of harmony.
You know, somebody like me brought up in England, that's not going to come naturally to me. I really have to try to absorb it or learn it from somebody.
But it is the same for you and I, the same way we learn about jazz also. And it's a lifetime study.
It sure
of
is.
The music.
Well, show.
Yeah, I have a song called Arpoador, which is a beach in Rio, right at the very beginning of Ipanema Beach.
This is your own song.
This is my own
tune. Oh, wonderful!
And this is more of a samba thing, and you notice that, for example, the way people play. If you're playing a piano alone, the left hand, or in other words, the bass plays more quarter notes, not too much do, not much of that rhythmic thing. The anticipations and the rhythm usually happens on the right hand here, if a person is playing alone. So I'll play the tune and I'll sing the melody. One, two, two, two. Pa 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 di da pa 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 di da ba. Pa da pa da ba pa ba pa da ba pa da ya da ya da do 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 ba pa da ba pa pa di da 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 pa da da da. Pa pa di da pa 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 di da da. Ba ba da ba 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 di di bom bom ba 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 di di bom dom da ba ba di di dom dom do. Bum, 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 bum and so forth. So you see the melody has also all that syncopation and stuff. It's almost like everything is floating. That's part of the charm of Brazilian music, is that it gives you a very light feeling. Yet there's also the ground.
It's like an undercurrent with the percussion and all the different things that are going on. But I mean, you illustrated so well at the piano, and it's an education in itself. Do you have things like that written out for people so that they can, so students could go and...
No, I don't know. I haven't done anything like that yet, although I'm thinking about a video. Of course, Brazil is a big country, and we have to think of it having many styles of music also. Northeast Brazilian music is a whole other thing.
Back to some of your music, you did something I thought was rather nice. You did a whole recording of Lee Morgan's music, and you gave that sort of a Brazilian feel, some of those tunes, although you stuck to Lee Morgan's own way of playing the tunes. But I would love to try and do one of those tunes with you.
Okay, Ciora. I think the Ciora is the one that, comes the closest to Brazilian music. I always felt that it was a shame that Lee Morgan never really recorded Brazilian music, because the way he played and the way he wrote, it was so syncopated, it was so close to this style. It's really a shame that he never really did it. And Miles did once. Miles recorded Corcovado, which is Quiet Nights, and he recorded another bossa nova. But only one time he did that, only once.
That's amazing. You would think he would have... Well, anyway, let's us do that.
Yes.
That's such a beautiful tune, and all these years I've heard people play it, and I never played it. And now maybe you can talk about some kind of things that I should play behind somebody like you on that tune, or a tune like that.
No, that it felt good, but it's the rhythm that really would fit on Ciora will be something related to the bossa nova.
Well, it's... you just have to imagine it without drums, I guess, or without...
You have to, yeah, kind of, you have to.
That's the thing, without some kind of percussion, you just have to...
Right.
Well, let's do one more tune together, and should we do a Jobim tune or what?
It would be nice to do something, since we're talking so much about Brazil.
Yes, right.
To do an original. How about Triste?
Oh, that's a gorgeous...
Which thing. Means sad in Portuguese. But yeah. Yet it sounds so happy and so uplifting, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, his tunes have such a wonderful flow and quality to them. And actually, this is one of the real great ones.
It's Marin, part of it is the environment. You cannot forget Ipanema Beach, you know, the summertime in Brazil, and sitting at a cafe. There's a bar that Jobim used to go there all the time to drink beer. One block away from the beach and in your bathing suit. And I mean, that whole atmosphere also conductive for music like this.
Yeah, and you're painting a wonderful picture for us to think about while we do this last tune.
Okay.
And by the way, I must tell you, it's been great having you here on Piano Jazz, and I've enjoyed it, and I've learned a lot, too. So
thank you
for coming.
It has been my pleasure to be with you and Gary here today. Thank you.
Let's play.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.